Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Prayer and Tarot. Hello and welcome if you're new. And let me explain in a nutshell version how this is going to work. So those of you who have submitted prayers through my website, onyxhealing.com, if you want to submit yours, it's on the front page. You can make a prayer request. I am going to go through and read the prayer in the form I'm in agreement for. So what you do on the other side of listening to this is you just kind of send an energetic yes, like I'm in agreement for this thing to happen and for this thing to take place. And that's what creates collective energy that results in these things actually manifesting. So I'm going to go through the few prayers that I have. I don't have too many this week. And then I will pull a tarot card for you and we will wrap up. Now, this first one is anonymous, and I'm in full agreement for there to be peace and harmony between your dogs and your family. Full agreement for that to just be peaceful, easy, and effortless. This next one is for Marcia, and it looks like you're asking for a prayer that's inverted, so you are actually asking for what you don't want. So let me invert this for you so it's actually helpful. I'm in full agreement for you and your family to be protected and provided for. I'm in full agreement for you to feel secure in your body in this lifetime. I'm in full agreement for the full security of your home. I'm in full agreement for divine protection and grounding in the spaces in which you occupy. Full agreement for you to have confidence in the safety that you have while you're on Earth. And I'm just in full agreement for you to experience the good things that you deserve. Okay, this next one is for BK. And again, you're asking for something that's inverted. So you're asking for like what you don't want. And that's a very, very poor way to frame things from a manifestation perspective. So I'm in full agreement for this next stage of construction to unfold with ease. I'm in full agreement for this to be right in the ballpark budget that feels right and aligned for you. I'm in full agreement for a smooth consultation and construction. I'm in full agreement for this to be easy and a healing experience to make up for all of the turbulence that may have happened previously. I'm in full agreement for this to get easier and easier and easier as you go through the process. And also let me mention to those of you who are listening to this, a big thing when it comes to prayers is I highly recommend and I highly suggest that you don't phrase things like, I don't want any unexpected expenses. I don't want blah, blah, blah. Try to veer away from I don't want XYZ because it's going to make it easier for you to put your conviction and energy behind what you do want. So try to stay in the zone of asking and praying for what it is that you do want to have happen rather than trying to negate everything, because that can sometimes get lost in translation. And so keep it really crisp, clear, and in affirmative language. So that's for your protection. This one is anonymous, but it's a prayer for a friend. I'm in full agreement for this friend to find internal strength to tap into their higher self and really understand why they're on Earth. I'm in full agreement for the depression to lift by whatever means are right for him. I'm in full agreement for your friend to come in contact with the right type of practitioners, healers, solutions, whatever is needed in order to support him in the next steps of his journey. Full agreement for that. This next one is for Mary, and I am in full agreement for your son to get a good job, whatever that looks like for him, whatever it is that he's needing, full agreement for that to be the next natural step that he takes and for that job to land in his lap quickly and easily, full agreement for that. Okay, this one is for Brandon, and it looks like you are just wanting a prayer for the collective fear that's happening right now. So yes, I can definitely do that. So I am in full agreement for people to wake up to how they can support themselves regarding their health. You know, everyone's all worried about the coronavirus and everything. So I'm in full agreement for this to feel more manageable and easy for everyday people. I'm in full agreement for us to collectively remember how resilient and protected we are, and how that no matter what has come our way, we have continued to persist and survive and continue to get better and better and better in so many different ways. And for that to be what ultimately shines through, I'm in full agreement for the fear to subside, for things to become more manageable and more clear. I'm in full agreement for people to see beyond illusions that might be presented and instead tap into their own personal power. And again, the things and precautions that they can do in order to support their immune systems, their health, and overall well-being. I am in full agreement for all of that. And I'm in full agreement for this to be peaceful as we navigate this, all of the health stuff that's coming up for people that's lighting a bunch of people up right now. I'm in full agreement for us to just feel confident in how we navigate the situation. Full agreement for all of that. Oh, and one more thing. I'm in full agreement for us to play and laugh at this, you know, kind of like the madness of being a human being. I'm in full agreement for us to weave in some humor here, even in times of stress and discomfort. I'm in full agreement for us to find some pockets of light and pleasure despite all of the stuff happening in the collective. I personally feel that's really important. Okay, this next one is for Deborah and your family. I'm in full agreement for you to feel supported in your journey at this time. I'm in full agreement for ease and support in your next steps and for your family to overcome any challenges that might be present at this time, for the solutions to be readily available and easy to grab a hold of. I'm in full agreement for you to find the right property for you and to build a home that feels really aligned with your next steps and the next version of your family. I'm also in full agreement for your family to tap into its divine well-being at this time. Okay, this next one, I don't fully understand it. I can't understand the email. So let me go ahead and just give a general prayer and see how that works. So this is for Suresh. I am in full agreement for you to resolve any of the relationships and connections that you might have at this time. I'm in full agreement for resolution of the situation for the highest good of everyone involved at this time. Full agreement for the next steps to be supportive of you and everyone involved in the situation, and for this to be the best possible outcome, whatever it is that's going on. Full agreement for that. All right, people. You know what time it is. Let's pull a card for the week and see what's going on. What is it that you all need to know this week? Knight of Swords. Did this come up last week? I feel like it may have. But no matter what, even if this is just a reiterated message, I think it's important for you to stay on track. So it's very interesting because this Knight of Swords is showing up a little bit differently than I normally interpret it as. More so than anything, this is a reminder to keep going. It's kind of like you need to keep pushing. You need to walk through the fire. You need to see the project through. You need to cross the finish line. That's very, very important with this card from what I can see. So keep going. Don't throw in the towel on whatever it is you're working on or building or pursuing. It seems like you kind of need to fully be able to call something done before you make a final decision about it. So don't duck out prematurely or start jumping to conclusions prematurely. Just wait and see what happens. That's the main thing that I'm getting here from the Knight of Swords. So as long as you can just stay the course, see it through, keep going, keep moving, keep going in the direction that feels right, best, and true for you, and you're not going to get steered wrong. You're not going to suddenly blast off in the wrong direction. That's not going to happen at all. This is a reminder to trust yourself. It's a reminder to really anchor into your divine truth and what you feel is best for you. There's also a lot of liberation coming off of this card, so I'm just getting that it's really expansive in the way that it's having you branch out and kind of venture into uncharted territory. That's definitely what it's looking like. So there's a lot of autonomy, freedom, liberation themes that are coming up as well. So for those of you that are trying to move into autonomy or you're trying to gain more independence in a situation, it seems like that is what's bubbling up to the surface as well. So use that to your advantage. And I'm also getting that this is kind of like the eye of the storm, if that makes sense. It's going to shift. It's going to calm down. It just seems like things are really ramped up right now, energetically speaking. So see that through. It's not going to be that way forever. It's going to mellow out. It's going to balance out. It's going to reach an equilibrium state. It's just that you have to get beyond your mind, right? You have to actually see it get to that point. So make sure you stay with it so you can see it come into equilibrium and see how that works for you. And just keep in mind, because the Knight of Swords is coming up, it's not a great time to necessarily make decisions. So it's not a good time to get settled on something. It's a time to continue exploring so you have more data. So that's the other piece that's coming through, is like you need more data before you jump to a conclusion. So don't shy away from that. Just honor it instead. So that's what I would recommend for you, is just go collect, go explore, go get more data, see what happens, and things will improve as you go. All right, my beautiful, beautiful friends, just a quick reminder that early bird pricing for my manifestation class, it's already yours, is going to be ending this weekend. So if you want to get in at the early bird price, make sure you check it out. Go to onyxhealing.com, and on the front page, you will see classes. Click that button and it will take you to the classes that I have to offer. So check that out. And don't forget, if you are needing a payment plan for the class, you are more than welcome to wait until next week, because I'm going to have a few different options payment plan wise that might be better for you moving forward. So those are coming. But if you want pay in full or early bird pricing, get on that now. All right, my friends, that's all that I've got. If you need any support, make sure you put yourself on the books to work with me, and I will talk to you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.